This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy Climate Specialist Rick Toman. With less than a month to go now until the winter solstice, Alaskans are immersed in the darkest time of the year. Rick, can you unpack for us kind of what's going on celestially and the effects here in the far north this time of year?
As we go past the autumn equinox and into the fall, not only are the days getting shorter, but the angular distance that the sun is getting above the horizon is getting lower and lower. And as a rule of thumb, when the sun is not 5 degrees above the horizon under clear skies, you're losing more heat than you're gaining from the sun. So for a couple of months in interior Alaska, there's really no appreciable heating because it's just too close to the horizon. And you can see that in all kinds of things. So, of course, high and low temperatures increasingly as we move towards winter solstice are not dependent on the time of day, but rather on those changes in cloud cover and wind. And we can see that, for instance, in the hills around Fairbanks. Cold air, of course, sinks just by gravity to the lowest local elevation. During the summertime, this happens too. But in the evenings and overnight, the air will flow down the hills into the valleys. And then in the morning, as the sun gets higher and starts to heat those hillsides, the air starts to blow up the hills. But roughly October into March, that cycle doesn't occur. Air just continues to flow downhill because the power of the sun is not enough to reverse the effect of gravity.
And love them or hate them, that's how we get our wintertime air inversions. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.